Why pay more?
You've tried the rest. Now try the best.
Limited time only.
We care.
Over 30 years experience.
No job too big or too small.
Answering all your needs.
Is your business getting lost in a sea of faceless competitors? Learn how to market your business effectively and stand out from that crowd. Hello, everybody. This is Steve Powell, and as I say every week, stand out from that crowd. Take that step. Be brave. Spend the money. Build your identity. Find your messaging. Get it out there to your potential consumer or market and reap the rewards, right? That's what this is all about. If you do it right and you do it consistently and you've got a product worth selling in the first place, you will succeed at marketing if you follow some very, very basic premises. So, welcome. The name of the show, of course, is Marketing by Design. Every week we talk marketing. Marketing as it applies, though, to the small business. Marketing as it applies to the micro business, the sole proprietorship, the little shop with just a few employees, the consultants out there on their own. The micro businesses have a unique need. Every niche, of course, has its own special needs, its own special demands on anything across the board. Micro businesses, though, tend to get lumped in with small business. So when we talk about small business needs, well, the one, two, three person shop is kind of lumped in there. The consultant who's making a decent living out of it, but doing everything himself or herself. How do you get to that next level, assuming this is what you're looking for here? And if you're a small business, let's say, and by the way, the state describes a small business as, I believe it's under $2 million in revenue or under 100 employees. Now, for many of us, we look at that level of business and we say, there's nothing small about that at all. Gee, I had a dentist say to me the other day, Steve, I grossed $350,000 last year. I made an okay salary. But if I said that to people, they think it's huge until you look at business. According to the small business guides I'm reading, says my friend the dentist, I'm supposed to be reinvesting up to 17% of all of my revenues back into marketing. Steve, if I did that, I wouldn't be able to make my own payroll. How do I find a way? So we're always addressing the micro business versus the small business here on this show. But today we're going to focus on it. And today we're going to talk about dressing your business for success. Very straightforward, very cut and dry to a point. What is it about marketing? When all is said and done, what does a good marketing campaign do for you? Well, of course, if it's good, it crystallizes your key sales messages. It finds unique ways to deliver those messages to your public so that they will listen and they will hopefully respond. All that's great, but all of that comes down to one thing. It's all about perception. In marketing, it's all about perception. Now, I do terrible accents, but you remember the guy on Saturday Night Live? It was Billy Crystal's character. It is better to look good than to feel good. Well, I must tell you, ladies and gentlemen, in the world of marketing, that is such a truth. That is one of the gospels that you clasp to your bosom. We all know this. Come on. If I'm working out of my home and I've got one of my little rugrats on the left and another one's watching TV in the other room and it's blaring and the phone rings and it's a client, hello, can I help you? I don't say what I'm thinking. Ah, what do you want? I'm busy. Of course not. It's perception. It doesn't matter in many industries, and it does in others, whether you work out of your home or not. But that's not my point. My point isn't location. My point is professionalism. My point is perception. So you get up in the morning, you go into an important sales meeting today, you look in the mirror, you say, how's my hair? Should I shave? And again, men, women, pick your individual, how's my hair and shoes compared to should I shave and wear a tie? For the rest of this show, by the way, and I say this in many shows, please understand that when I say he or she, I mean them interchangeable. So we look in the mirror and we worry about our hygiene and we worry about our teeth and we worry about how we as a person are going to be perceived by our sales candidate. We also take a look at our professionalism. How do we answer the phones? How do we display or explain what we do for a living or our products and services? We want to come across as professional. We want to come across as, hey, I don't care if you're working out of your home. I don't care if you're working out of 10,000 square feet of space. You're giving me the service I need. You're giving me the level of professionalism I need. Okay. All about perception. So we look at these things. Do we look as hard at our own literature? We certainly should. We should be looking at our business card and saying, does this held up in the mirror next to the way I'm dressed for my sales meeting, is my business card dressed accordingly? Think about that for a minute. Is my business card dressed for this sales meeting? I hear this from so many people. Ah, it's just a business card. Ah, no. Particularly with micro businesses these days, it's so easy to do your own desktop publishing. It's so easy to buy the kits down at Staples and drop them into your color inkjet. And voila, you've got business cards. And many of them look quite credible, by the way. We're not talking, I'm not even going to go into design, good or bad design. I want to talk about the level of what you're giving away. The best you're going to do on your inkjet is a very handsome card that's obviously published on your inkjet. Now, that's not evil, right? If you're a prospective customer and client, I want you to think about whether that is evil. And keep thinking about it while we take this break. Don't go anywhere. We come back, we're going to keep going.
You need your entire marketing program to integrate seamlessly. You need proven professionals. You need real value from your marketing dollars. You need results. We're Cooperate Marketing Group, and we help businesses just like yours achieve their goals. Call us now for a free consultation, and let's see what we can cook up for your brand.
Cooperate Marketing, how can we help you?
Cooperate Marketing Group. You bring the steak, we'll create the sizzle.
And welcome back to Marketing by Design. We are talking perception, and we're talking to that subject as it relates to marketing and as it relates to building a brand identity for your business entity. A brand identity. Okay, there's another one of those buzzwords. Branding. Branding is used these days, the word, to signify a lot of things that really have nothing to do with branding. But it's also a word that's just thrown around so much, you start talking and people's eyes glaze over. Brand, 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 ooh, brand, ooh, 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 brand this, brand that, brand the other. Who cares? Well, you do. You do as a business entity and as a micro business entity. And remember, that's particularly where we're focusing this show. As a micro business entity where perception can make or break you and perception can literally make or break your business, you better think about how you're dressed in the morning when you're going into a sales call. You'd better think about how that phone is answered if a potential client or customer calls. Of course you'd better. The same is true of your literature. Please, I say this time and time again, I say this to anybody who will sit still long enough to let me say this to them. But I say this, if you only have a nickel to spend on your marketing, okay, I'm exaggerating, spend it with a printer for business cards. I know we can do everything off of our own inkjets. I understand that we now have the freedom to design our own flyers, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But when you hand out that business card with your logo, you should be proud. You should be proud to hand this card out, just as proud as if you brought somebody with you who represents your business. You should be proud that they're standing there and you can introduce them. Your business card is your frontline sales force, people. We talk about touches in marketing. How many times can you reach out and touch your potential market? Bing! So that after enough of these touches, they remember you, they act when they're ready. According to the industry stats, people need to be touched 6 to 8 times before they will react to your calls of action. Touched. Your logo on the side of a truck driving past them down the street. Touch. Your business card when you see them at a networking meeting. Touch. A radio commercial. Touch. A press release that got published in the Times Herald Record. Touch. The ad you took out in the local community paper. Touch. Hey, I remember you. You know, I'm in the market. Can we talk? That's what it's about. It's not about, we all love it, but it's not about the, hey, we're going to come up with one dream ad and all your prayers are going to be answered. You're going to sell every product off the shelf. You'll be so busy, you'll be hiring assistants to help you with all the consulting work you've got coming in. One ad is not going to do that for you, folks. And I'm in the business of creating these things, and I sell you ads, and I believe in the value of print advertising, in the value of radio advertising. I believe in these things. But I'll look you square in the eye and tell you they're not as important as that first perception. And I'll look you square in the eyes and tell you that if your business card looks amateurish to me, if your business card doesn't make me feel like you're a professional, like your business is run professionally, then if I'm weighing two of you, you lost. You lost. It's not a matter of, gee, might you be as good as the other lady? It's not a matter of, apples to apples, who should I choose? Apples to apples, both being equal, human nature says, I'm going to go with the one who makes me feel more nurtured, who makes me feel safer in my purchase, and that usually means the person who's more professional. Now, that's just a fact of life. So who do you want to be? Do you want to be the professional in your business? And I mean this honestly. I had a potential client one time look at me and listen to me go through my whole spiel. And he had invited me to sit down and talk, and he was very interested, and we talked. We had a good conversation. Nice guy. And at the end of it, he interrupted me right about the point I interrupted myself here. I was saying to him how critical this is to look polished and sophisticated and professional. And he looked at me and said, not in my business. He was a gardener, but he had built his gardening now, his landscaping business, into something where he had about 15 people out there doing his thing. He had salespeople out there doing his thing. And I said, well, of course you have to. And I'm hemming and hawing because in truth, I hadn't done my homework well enough. And I'm trying to figure out how can he not? And he looked at me and he said, two things. Number one, my business is based, and you'd know this if you'd read my site, my business is based on an informal network of young, informal gardeners, mowers, and landscapers. So I have built this business from nothing by saying we are not the polished professionals and our price point is everything. Secondly, you just let me know that you weren't the most professional guy I've been speaking to because you didn't do enough homework and your competitor did. So thank you for coming in, but I'm going with your competitor. I was flabbergasted. I didn't know how to recover. I never did recover in that conversation. I thanked him. I shook his hand. I'm sure I said all the right things. And I kind of stumbled out saying, what did I just do? What did I just do? He had put it so succinctly. I hadn't acted in a professional enough manner to get the work. When you hand out a business card, and that business card is obviously printed in-house, it needs to, A, reflect the level of professionalism you want to represent in your business, and B, it has to be right for your market. So all of this is the way of dancing around the fact that it is better to look good than to feel good in marketing, unless your whole point is that you don't take the time to look good. All right, we're going to take another break. Wow, what a rambling story. I love having a radio show. Don't go anywhere. I got more for you.
This is not working. Everyone's trying, but we're just not marketing people. I sure wish we had a marketing department to handle all this stuff.
Need a new brochure, website, or business video? Or do you just wish you had someone to handle everything for you? Call us now for a free consultation.
Cooperate Marketing, how can we help you?
Cooperate Marketing Group. You bring the steaks, we'll create the sizzle.
And welcome back. Once again, Marketing by Design. Steve Powell here, your host. And we're talking about perception. So I rambled a little bit in segment two. Let's see if I can't be a little more concise and down to earth in segment three. Let's talk about what makes up the perception. Yes, yes, your business card. It starts with your logo symbol, your business card, your letterhead and envelopes, your business forms. Now we get to your collateral materials and your sales brochures and your flyers and your advertising. And oh my God, the list goes on and on and on. All of it needs to reflect a few key statements, though. You can touch on totally different subjects if that is what you choose to do, as long as you keep a consistent look and feel and a consistent overall key messaging. If your key message, for example, is we're $100 cheaper than everybody else, then you can say in your collateral material, let us tell you about our special materials that allow us to pass on a savings of $100 to you. You can say, hey, guess what? You can spend $100 on the restaurant tonight because we just saved you that much money. You can do anything you want around that key messaging, but that messaging is so, so important. How do you say it? How do you display it? Well, you need to do a little thinking, and you need to say about your business, who do I want people to think of us, me, as? When they see our identity, when they see our business card, our ads, our anything, do I want to come out conservatively? Am I a banker and maybe I need to be conservative here? Do I want to look modern, state-of-the-art, trendy, cutting-edge, extroverted, introverted, calm, sedate, out there and dynamic? How do I want people, aside from the fact that a certain level of professionalism, how do I want people to perceive my business entity? You think about colors, and you think about what they mean to people. Don't choose your favorite color for your company color just because it's your favorite color. It may not be anybody else's. You know, there's a story about Citibank, who in the 1970s took this little egg of a logo that they had, the oval with the little emblem, the cross emblem in it. And I know this because I was doing corporate design work at the time, and we were doing a lot of Citibank's work. In the 70s, they started experimenting with different colors for their logo. Ooh, you say, wow. Well, in the world of corporate, particularly as far back as the 70s, I can tell you that that was pretty daring thinking. So they went for it, and they found several colors they really liked. They had us do a whole series of brochures using the color salmon, a really strong, rich salmon color. Great, great. Well, we heard back from management, we're not doing this anymore. Why aren't we doing this anymore? Well, it turns out that the color salmon and I don't even remember where now, but in some country somewhere, the color salmon symbolizes death. Citicorp, I should say, found out the hard way. Whoop, right back to their corporate color. Never to vary again. The corporate color was thought out. These other colors were fun. I'm not saying don't do that unless you're planning on advertising and promoting yourself in Yugoslavia or some country like that. I'm sure you're fine. But your colors mean so much. Black is a hard, stark, kind of masculine, brutal color. It also these days means one color, so it can mean to some people inexpensive. Blue is the banker's color, conservative, corporate, soothing, and yet still strong. Red is loud and extroverted. It can mean danger or emergency. Green colors are earth colors. They tend to be more soothing and friendly. Green, of course, also could be money. Yellow is fun, bright, perky, but it's a weak color when used alone, so you got to be careful. Purple, well, that's my company color. We use purple in our creative work. Why do I use it? Well, I can say that it's because it's a regal color and that it was once a royal color. I can say that it's because I like purple. All these are true. But the real reason is because I thought through the coloring. And I said to myself, I need to establish the credibility and the strength of corporate. But at the same time, we're a creative group, so I need to be a little eccentric and a little out there. Red, now that tends to say, wow. So, how about if I combine a little red and a blue? Hey, purple, okay, purple's a good color. Now, does this sound like mumbo jumbo to you? Well, maybe it is. Maybe it's a way I rationalized a color choice. But I must say that it is working as effectively as I had hoped. It's just different enough, but not too different. You want to disturb people's senses of normalcy. Of course, you never want to offend them. So it's a balancing act. Practical things to keep in mind with your identity products. Your letterhead, for example. Is it going to be printed or are you going to computer publish it? Now, unlike my rants of a few minutes ago about business cards, I'll tell you that for micro businesses with a decent inkjet printer, I hereby give you permission to create your own letterheads, to print your own letterheads. The quality is good enough. It's very hard for people to tell the difference there. Go for it. But go for it with some sense. Look at the literature, for example. You get this custom paper. It's got this granite finish on it. Oh, it's beautiful. Now you inkjet it and you look at your paper and, oh, it's gorgeous. And now you fold it up and you put it in the envelope and you mail it. And when they open it up, the type is all cracked and peeling off and it's hard to read. Why? Because you didn't do your homework well enough to know that inkjet ink doesn't sit well on these papers. Do your homework. Think of perception as your mission. And remember, think it through, think it smart, market by design. Thanks.
We're holding our own, but just don't seem to be reaching our potential. It's time to get serious about our marketing. The people next door called in some real pros who helped turn them around. What was that URL? Wow. Nice.
Corporate marketing, how can we help you?
Yes, I'd like to set up an appointment to talk about our marketing.
Cooperate Marketing Group. You bring the steak, we'll create the sizzle.